7 from thy endless goodness send prosperous life, long and ever happy, to the high and mighty Princess of England, Elizabeth.
Your royal grace and the good queen, my noble partners and myself thus pray all comforts, joy in this most gracious lady, heaven ever laid up to make parents happy, may hourly fall upon you.
Thank you, good Lord Archbishop. What is her name?
Elizabeth.
Stand up, Lord. With this kiss, take my blessing. God protect thee into whose hands I give thy life.
Amen.
My noble gossips, you have been too prodigal. I thank you heartily. And so shall this lady when she has so much English.
Let me speak, sir, for heaven now bids me. And the words I utter, let none think flattery, for they'll find them true. This royal infant, heaven still move about her, though in her cradle yet now promises upon this land a thousand blessings which time shall bring to ripeness. She shall be, but few now living can behold that goodness. A pattern to all princes living with her and all that shall succeed. Sheba was never more covetous of wisdom and fair virtue than this pure soul shall be. All princely graces, the mold of such a mighty piece as this is, with all the virtues that attend the good, shall still be doubled on her. Truth shall nurse her. Holy and heavenly thoughts still counsel her. She shall be loved and feared. Her own shall bless her. Her foes shake like a field of beaten corn and hang their heads with sorrow. Good grows with her. In her days every man shall eat in safety under his own vine what he plants and sing the merry songs of peace to all his neighbors. God shall be truly known. And those about her, from her, shall read the perfect ways of honor, and by those claim their greatness, not by blood. Nor shall this peace sleep with her. This is when the bird of wonder dies, the maiden phoenix, her ashes new create another heir, as great in admiration as herself. So shall she leave her blessedness to one when heaven shall call her from this cloud of darkness. But from the sacred ashes of her honor shall star life rise as great in fame as she was, and so stand fixed. Peace, plenty, love, truth, terror that were the servants to this chosen infant shall then be his, and like a vine grow to him. Wherever the bright sun of heaven shall shine, his honor and the greatness of his name shall be and make new nations. He shall flourish, and like a mountain cedar reach his branches to all the plains about him. Our children's children shall see this, and bless heaven.
Thou speakest wonders.
She shall be to the happiness of England an aged princess. Many days shall see her, and yet no day without a deed to crown it. Would I had known no more. But she must die, she must, the saints must have her yet a virgin. A most unspotted lily shall she pass to the ground, and all the world shall mourn her.
Lord Archbishop, thou hast made me not man. Never before this happy child did I get anything. This oracle of comfort has so pleased me that when I am in heaven, I shall desire to see what this child does and praise my Maker.
I thank you all. To you, my good Lord Mayor, and you, good brethren, I am much beholding. I have received much honor by your presence here, and you shall find me thankful. And lead the way, lords. You must all see the queen, and she must thank you. She will be sick else. This day no man think has business at his house, for all shall stay. This little one shall make it holy day.